The Centers for Disease Control publishes reports of outbreaks on cruise ships on its website. But that's not how the director of Juno's emergency room heard about a recent one. Bartlett Regional Hospital's Kim McDowell first read about an infected Holland America ship on social media.
So I called the port agent to verify if there was any validity to it. And they did confirm that there was, but that they were at a level where they were able to contain it on the ship and didn't expect to have any patients coming our way.
A vessel with a large onboard outbreak, the Zaandam, recently left Juneau on its way north without any major reports of illness spreading into town. But McDowell said norovirus, which causes severe vomiting, diarrhea, and gastrointestinal distress, is something you don't want to be around.
But when you're talking about something so contagious as norovirus, it can really just spread and go rampant through the communities.
A day later, the Seven Seas Mariner called into Juneau. The CDC published a note on its website that at least 38 passengers had fallen ill and tests for norovirus came back positive. McDowell says,
I didn't hear anything about that one.
That may be because the CDC didn't post anything on its website until 5 days after the Regent Seven Seas cruise ship left Juneau. Those that regularly come into contact with cruise visitors would appreciate more notice.
There are certain cases where if they know in advance when they're coming to port, we'd certainly like to know that.
John Neary heads the Forest Service's Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. It's by far Juneau's most popular attraction. During the peak season, it receives thousands of cruise visitors each week.
Every day there's a concern, because whether or not there's been a recorded outbreak, there's always viruses on board these ships as well as, you know, with any large population of people. So we have to take measures every day about hand washing and not shaking hands and these kinds of things.
His staff often fall ill mid-season, he said. So he's appealed to cruise ship agents to communicate directly to his office when they know there's a ship carrying sick people coming into port.
We want to be welcoming here, and at the same time, we want to protect our own staff.
Meanwhile, those who suspect they've come into contact with norovirus should use plain old soap and water. Charlie Gribbins, infection preventionist at Bartlett Regional Hospital, said hand sanitizers don't work as well.
Alcohol isn't as effective on norovirus by sanitizing, so you physically want to lather up with soap and water to remove the virus from your hands.
Last year, the CDC reported 8 norovirus outbreaks on cruise ships nationwide. Half of those were on Holland America cruises in Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.